front of the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave.
Dave's not here!
Everyone, it's Dave, and welcome to another edition of Just What Do You Think You're Doing, Dave? On today's show, I wanted to tell another quirky work story. Now, just as a disclaimer, remember that some of these happened to me, some of them happened to other people that I know, friends, or someone who sent me something. So I'm telling stories here, and mostly they're true, but just keep that in mind as you think about it. The company names are generally removed for the general sort of sense of purpose here. Anyway, the story for today is that back in 2001, I was working on a project that was this enormous project for the company. And I had all these big things I was doing. I had to hire a staff. I had to hire contractors. I think I had 20 contractors working for me that were doing some data migrations, some computer updating, some things like that. It was just this enormous effort. And we had a timeline we had to keep to. I had to develop the timeline. I had to keep the timeline. I had to manage the resources. I had to keep everything running, and I had to interface with some other teams to make sure that it actually came together. And as I was doing this, it was, you know, again, a lot of work, one of these situations where you're doing something and, you know, you're going to meetings constantly and defending your position and saying, hey, we're doing this. And keeping 20 contractors happy who were working around the clock for 6 months was really amazing. It was three shifts of people, and you had to keep everybody happy. So we had all these motivational things we'd do. There was always food. There was always something to keep everybody happy. And it was really good. And there was one contractor who was doing something that was inappropriate at work and had to let him go and bring someone else in. So there's always something happening behind the scenes with all these people we have going through this revolving door. But it worked. And we actually deployed this thing we wanted to do at the end of it all. And we were maybe slightly late, you know, a week or two late, but we were basically on time for the effort. And it was an amazing thing. And it's, as far as I know, this was years ago, it's still used today, which is pretty incredible. So you look at that and you go, wow, I did something amazing. And that year, the company actually said, hey, you personally, you are given credit for $1 million in cost savings to the company. And I'm like, wow, that's great. And then we all know what happened on September 11th, 2001, don't we? I deployed this probably in March. And so September comes, we have everything go haywire, bonkers, crazy. And so that year, there were no great performance reviews. And I remember going in early 2002 to look back at 2001. Hey, you did great work. It was amazing what you were able to do. $1 million in saves, awesome. And we're giving you this highest rating, the number one rating across all this whole utility, everybody that works in this organization. But unfortunately, there's no money because of 9/11. And we can't actually compensate you. But thanks for your work. What? So the following year, I did some work and I kind of slacked off. I did nothing. I basically, you know, put my feet up on a desk, did whatever the minimum was, whatever meetings I had to go to, didn't take on any extra work, didn't ask for anything. Just sloughed through the day. Didn't matter for the entire year. And at the end of the year, I got a review that was an average review, which I'd expect, maybe a slightly below average review. But I got more money than up to that point I'd ever seen on a review. And it wasn't make-up money for the last time. There was nothing like that. This was just because that's the way they looked at things. And I was like, wow, I did nothing, and I got a great review, a great amount of money, and I did everything, and I got bupkis. Wow, is that insulting? Man, that's the way work is sometimes, isn't it? Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And remember, if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. Bye now.
What's your point, David?